Hey, I hope it's okay that I'm here. I really wanted to come over, so thanks for allowing me to. I wanted to speak to you. Yeah, there are some things that I want to tell you. Is it okay if we sit down? Okay, thanks. Look, I know that I don't often say very much, but we've known each other for a long time, haven't we? And yet, I still find myself nervous when I'm around you, and shy. It's not always easy for me to be around you, despite how long we've known each other. Or maybe it's because of how long we've known each other. Maybe you can tell where this is going. I'm sure you probably can. You're smart, it's one of the things I like about you. I've always struggled with shyness, so it's not easy for me to say these words out loud. I've wrote some things down. I'll read from what I've written, if that's okay. Thank you. I hope you'll forgive me if I stumble over my words. I'm nervous. I'm always nervous around you. Okay, here it goes. Remember the first time I ever saw you. I went to a party with friends and I saw you across the backyard. But someone had set up some lights and you were standing in front of them. So I couldn't see you clearly. There was only a shape, a silhouette of you, and movement. But that was enough for me. I knew that something was happening. Just the outline of you and the way that you moved had an energy that I couldn't ignore. And then you stepped out of the darkness and I saw you clearly. When you introduced yourself to me 5 minutes later, I could barely speak a word. I was so awestruck. I should have made my move that night, right away. But my admiration was so clumsy and fumbling, and your beauty deserved better. So instead, I was quiet that night, and I've been quiet every night and day since. I watched you from afar, and sometimes when I was lucky, up close. But always with the same breathless desire that struggled to find its voice. The same desire that still overwhelms me when I look at your beautiful face. The same desire that drowns me in helplessness whenever I hear you laugh, and which keeps me awake at night when I imagine what it would be like to be laying next to you, feeling your warmth, listening to you breathe. That same desire that longs to feel you deep in my heart. That same desire that wants to know more about you, everything about you. That wants to sit and listen to you speak about anything. Everything. All of it. Whatever you would share with me, I would take gratefully. But I waited too long. And the voice that I would use to speak these words grew ever more diminished with time. and the patterns of who we are to one another became too familiar. The lines grew clear, and they came to feel like a high wall between us. You are you, beautiful and far away, and I was always me, silent in my longing. Life is not easy. I believe that's true for everyone. We all live within ourselves, within our own walls, struggling to connect with those around us, the ones we love. I'm not sure that any person ever truly knows another. Not truly. Life is hard like that. And in so many other ways. But I've also come to understand that there is no happiness in life without the bonds that we share with other people. We, one another, all of us. We are all that we truly have in this life. I'm not sure that it's possible for any two people to ever truly know one another, but I don't think there can be any fulfillment without trying. This is what you've taught me, without ever knowing it. This is why I came to you. Because the feelings that I have for you have shown me what's important in life. I look at you and I see beauty. Inside and out. And I see warmth and hope. I couldn't sit quietly in my desire any longer. This world is a big place. And it can be even bigger than most people know. If we only allow our hearts to be big enough to meet it with the courage and with the love that such a world requires. So that's how I come to you. With courage. And with love. And with humility. I'm not here expecting to win you, no matter how much I want it. I only want you to know that you helped me see this world as a bigger and better place than I ever thought was possible. My love for you was once expressed only through a meek type of self-pitying desperation. It was frustrated emotion that turned into poison inside me. Filling me with unhappiness. But eventually I realized that's no way for love to be. Love can be something so much better. Love can teach us to be our best selves, to find our best impulses rather than our worst. I only want you to know that I care for you. And that you have come to be a warm light in the darkness which has guided me to become a better man. I just want you to know that there is someone out there who thinks you're absolutely fucking brilliant. And that when I think of you, my heart sings. And I count myself a lucky man just to know you. That's all that I've written. I realize this is probably a surprise. And I'm sorry if it comes across as a little dramatic. Being shy doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have much to say, I suppose. And you fill me with thoughts. Of all kinds. Yeah. Lots of kind and gentle thoughts, but some are a little more rough around the edges as well. A little more physical sometimes, too. Not all the influence you have over me is purely emotional or philosophical. There's other reasons you've kept me awake at night, too. Ways that you make me breathe harder and faster. Like how the thought of your body makes me squirm and sweat. Like just how the thought of you looking deeply, closely in my eye makes me close my eyes and bite my lip. You're not, you can't do that. You can't look at me like that. I can't look at you like that. You don't know the effect that you have on me. I don't know if I can handle it. If you put your hand on my leg like that, and if you look me in the eye, really? You ask me what I would have of you if I could have anything at all. I would have you at your most intimate. At your most exposed. I would see what you look like when you love yourself. I would sit here and I would watch. Full of desire. While I appreciate you. And just watch how beautiful you can be. You want us to take our clothes off? I hope you're not joking. Okay. Oh my god. You look so beautiful in your underwear. No. I don't look anything like you. Thank you. Will you touch yourself? Like that? Lean back and touch yourself. With your legs spread open wide. You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I can't believe this. You open yourself up to me, allowing yourself to be vulnerable, just like I was, while I touch myself as well. While I rub my cock through my underwear, just like you touch yourself. Oh, and those legs spread open wide and that beautiful body moving, writhing in pleasure. I've worshipped you for so long, and I want to worship you right now with my body here in front of you. Will you take your underwear off? Will you let me see the last bit of you that remains? Oh my god. Oh my god, you're perfect. I'll show you myself as well. Yeah. Here. Here, look. Do you see? This is what you do to me. I've thought about you so much. laying in bed at night and thinking about what you would look like. Naked. And exposed. And beautiful. Exactly as you are now. Oh God. Yeah. Masturbate yourself. Let's both masturbate for each other. I want to be completely vulnerable and exposed for you. Just as you are to me. Oh God. No secrets between us. Oh my God. That's it. Let's both spread our legs wide open for one another. While we see each other. While we see each other like this. You see me as I really am. In my love for you. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God. I want to see what you look like when you have an orgasm. Yes. I want to show you what I look like when I orgasm. Let's do it at the same time. For one another. So there's no more walls between us. So we see each other exactly as we are. Keep touching yourself. It's gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come. Seeing you like this is gonna make me come. Oh yeah, come with me. Come with me. Oh, this is it. Oh God. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh my God. I want to get between your legs and lie on top of you while I cuddle you. Would that be okay? Would it be okay if we had our naked bodies holding each other? You want that? Are you serious? Come here. You're so beautiful. Seeing you like that was more beautiful than I ever imagined. Oh my God, I can't believe this worked. I'm in love with you. And I have been for so long. Because you're perfect. And I want to do my best to make you feel perfect. To make you feel appreciated and understood and cared for. I want that so badly. Yeah. Are we gonna do it? I can't believe how happy you've made me. I'm never gonna let you down. Never. You're too special.